Kenneth Lay, the man who made Enron the largest energy trading company in the country, and later made it the nation's largest bankruptcy case, resigned late yesterday as chairman and chief executive. He'll continue as a member of Enron's board of directors. Hearing the news, one of thousands of Enron employees who've been laid off asked, "What's he resigning from? There is no Enron anymore." NPR's Wade Goodwin is in Houston, where Enron has its headquarters. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What did Ken Lay give us his reason for leaving?
Well, it appears that Enron's creditors committee forced Ken Lay out. This committee is composed of the company's major creditors, and they hold veto power over Enron's reorganization efforts. They felt it was time for a fresh start with someone not so deeply enmeshed in the scandal, and Lay's resignation is in response to pressure from this committee. In his resignation statement, Lay said he wanted to see Enron survive and that he was no longer the best man to see that happen. He will, however, stay on Enron's board of directors.
Anybody in Houston surprised about this?
Well, I guess it was a surprise in one sense. In the sense that Ken Lay is synonymous with Enron, it was a surprise. Lay was the man who built this company from an obscure natural gas company into the seventh largest corporation in America. It's a bit like the idea of a captain going down with his ship. Ken Lay was the captain, and I think many here thought he would stay at the helm, even though the vessel was foundering badly. On the flip side of this coin, it's not really a surprise in the sense that it's hard to surprise anyone anymore with news about Enron. I mean, the complete and utter collapse of Enron was such a surprise here that people in Houston still aren't over it. Then the news that the top executives made tens of millions of dollars when they knew well that the company was in dire straits. Then we hear about the document shredding, and having someone else take over at this point makes some sense. It helps the company's badly damaged image.
What do former Enron employees say about Lay's resignation?
Well, I talked to a few of them last night. It's hard to overstate the bitterness that Enron's former employees feel about Ken Lay and the other Enron executives. The fact that the executives cashed in their Enron stock for millions of dollars during the time when they knew the company was in trouble, and these executives misrepresented the company's situation, that has been pretty much impossible for the employees to get over. One employee in his early 60s who planned to retire this year, but who lost almost everything in Enron's collapse, is going in for surgery next week on his hand so that he can go back to work for another 10 years. Here are some of the comments I heard last night. It's too late. He already lied to us. He should have resigned a long time ago. I want to see him in jail. And finally, one woman who worked there told me, "All my good memories of Ken have been tarnished, and everything I thought he stood for turned out not to be true."
Well, next for Ken Lay is a lot of testimony, right?
Yeah, he's going to be doing a lot of testifying in front of Congress, in front of the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Justice Department, the Labor Department, a civil court, and maybe even criminal court. I think the future for Kenneth Lay is that he's going to be spending a lot of time with his lawyers.
Enron is bankrupt, but still functioning.
Still functioning, barely, I guess. I mean, there are still thousands of employees that go into work every day. I talked to a visitor to the building who described it inside the main building here in Houston as kind of being like the wreck of the Titanic, a huge place with not very many people inside, and those that were inside were doing a lot of working on their resumes.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in Houston.